The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Well, let's talk to former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. He's the former chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. We've got him on the line here today because, well, if you didn't hear the news, late yesterday, President Obama commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, someone who was convicted of giving 750,000 documents to WikiLeaks, and it is a controversial move. Good morning to you, Congressman Hoekstra.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you and Scotty. Good morning.
Good morning, Congressman. Thanks
for joining
us.
All right, so tell us, a lot of people are very upset about that. Where do you come down on this?
It's absolutely outrageous. This president has had his priorities wrong on intelligence, on foreign policy for so long. It's a relief that in, you know, just a little over, 48 hours, we will have a new president.
Well, I told you he had his dancing shoes ready. But isn't it kind of ironic at this point, Congressman, that here we have the Obama administration's charging that the Trump and everybody he's bringing in, that they don't know enough about intelligence, that they've been insulting intelligence. And you've got this is the pardon right here that I can't think of a larger backhanded slap in the face to those within the intelligence committee and the intelligence than this.
Oh, that's exactly right. You've got men and women who are taking risks for our country all over the world each and every day. You have one of them who, you know, releases 750,000 documents to WikiLeaks, endangers many of them, exposes, a lot of material that was classified information, and the president decides that this person deserves to have their sentence commuted. At the same time that the Democratic Party is howling about, the Russians and others exploiting, materials that they got from the Democratic National Committee. There's no consistency. And as an article that I sent you, I'm working with Sabrina D'Souza. Sabrina is a former CIA case officer, as reported by the press, who right at this moment is facing extradition from Portugal to Italy to begin serving a jail sentence for activities that people working for the U.S. government carried out in 2003 at the direction of the National Security Council. So the president and John Brennan are doing nothing to lift a finger for Sabrina, and at the same time, they're releasing, they're commuting the sentence of Chelsea Manning. It's so inconsistent. And again, for the rank and file people, our military personnel, our CIA case officers around the world, it sends a chilling message that tomorrow this could be you. Your friend will sell you out and their sentence will be commuted. You can do what your leaders ask you to do and you could go to jail.
Well, I mean, this is letting Chelsea Manning out some 38 years early. And the Jen Psaki over at the White House said, well, she has already served more time than most people who are convicted of such things.
Yeah, you really can't explain it.
Well, is this his administration's policy of putting political correctness and appeasing certain groups over national security? Is this just a great example of kind of like that final bow on the president that this administration's been giving us?
It is a final bow. I mean, what he has done over the, since the election, he's shown us what many have said for years. It's his attitude towards Israel. Now he's showing his attitude towards the intelligence community and the professionals in the intelligence community and in the military. And, it is time for him to go. He's done so much damage to our intelligence community, to our military, to our standing around the world. You take a look at what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with China, what's going on with Russia, and these types of things. Donald Trump is going to have to dig himself and the United States out of a very, very deep hole. We are, you know, we're no longer respected around the world. We have looming crises in all of these different areas. And Donald Trump is going to have to face those crises, beginning on Friday, with a much diminished military and a lot of our relationships around the world in tatters. You know, we've got better relationships with Iran today, worse relationships with Israel. It's amazing where this president has been able to take.
Let me ask you one more quick question before our time runs out. He also pardoned Marine General James Cartwright, who pleaded guilty to lying. Basically, what happened here is he let the New York Times know about the Stuxnet virus was being released against Iran's nuclear program. He was asked about it. He said, no, I didn't do that. And then it was found out that, indeed, he did do that. He has been pardoned by President Obama as well. Good thing, bad thing?
Again, it's a bad thing. Stuxnet was one of the most successful programs that we did in cyber. And, you know, to reveal our capabilities to the media is absolutely wrong. It was a huge secret as to who did it, how it was done, and these types of things. And to confirm that it was the United States is absolutely wrong. You know, this president has talked about doing things in cyber moving forward. At the same time, he's now releasing or commuting the sentence of pardoning the sentence of someone who leaked one of our most successful programs. There's got to be a consistency here.
Yeah, I think you're
consistency
right.
Consistency here.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, good to be with you, and we're going to have a great 72 hours. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.